And once again, welcome to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Woodwork Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and DrTheoni.com. I'm Dr. Theoni, along with my co-host, Pat Ironwood, at the Lucky Mojo Curio Company, and this show is the very first show of its kind ever on the World Wide Web, where we discuss African-American herbal magic known as hoodoo. We'll be talking to callers from around the world about their life goals and situations and giving them advice through divination and by our vast experience as how to remediate the situation using hoodoo, African-American herbal magic, folklore. That's what we're discussing here. Don't go anywhere. Just stay right here because we'll be going to the phone in just a moment. But first, let's get out to Forestville, California, where our host, co-host, Chad Ironwood, is by for the Legend Mojo Hoodoo Workout. Chad, it's been a wonderful week. How are you?
I'm just fine. We've been painting the shop, which we've, and I say that every week. People are going to go, how long can you paint one shop? But we're working on it. It's a big project. We have customers in and out of the shop, and we have to close some of the aisles and then paint and then move things back again. And then it's just what it is, but that's what we've been doing. And other things that have been going on around here, we've been very much hard at work on the Crystal Silence League. Again, that thing has just become much bigger than we thought it would, and I want to thank everybody for participating in it. But it's really opened up a whole new area of my life to be dealing with the Crystal Silence League. And particularly with the help of Katrina Mead and Karen Huber, who are candle deacons here at our church and help with the Crystal Silence League. So that's all that's new for me.
So that's wonderful. And I do get the Crystal Silence League notification, past notifications on the website this afternoon, showing it to someone as well as to our work, what we're doing. So we're praying for our friends, and we are definitely also using our crystal balls in support of their prayers and their petitions. This has been a great week for me as well. This past week, I have been in the process of redoing our website here and setting up a new website, in fact, for the domain drtheoni.com. And so right now, drtheoni.com is being transferred from one registrar to another. And so for those of you who are asking where's the website, please take note that you can go to drtheoni, D-R-K-I-O-N-I, .weebly.com. That's Weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y.com. So that's drtheoni, D-R-K-I-O-N-I, .weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y.com. As soon as the transfer is completed, that will resolve back to Dr. That domain will resolve back to drtheoni.com. But it is a brand new website we're putting up here and refreshing some of the other websites. That's what's been going on, working out there in the Nganga and getting it done, Kat, for all of our wonderful clients, and praying for them, holding them up in the light, and empowering them through the use of hoodoo and the conjure that we do. So I'm ready for this show tonight.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Yeah, that Weebly thing, spell that out, how it's D-R-K. Well, you spell it out. How would they get to the site?
Okay, it's D as in David, R, K as in kite, I-O-N-I, dot Weebly. That's W as in weather, E-E, such as in elephant, B as in boy, L as in love, Y as in yes.
All right. Now, they have no excuse. That was well spelled.
Okay. Thank you, Kat, for insisting
All righty.
Yeah.
And
I hope
we also have a. Okay. I was just going to say, we also have our troll is in the Blog Talk chat room, and the only person who can boot him is the owner of that chat room, which I believe is you. So there you go. He shows up almost every week, that one little troll, and we always have to get rid of him right away.
He's gone. I got him.
Good. Thanks very much. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we have quite a number of people who've signed up to be callers on the show. And Miss Tammy Lee, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kat and Dr. Candy, I am here. And good afternoon and good evening to both of you all.
Yeah. How has your week been, sweetheart?
Well, it's been pretty good. I'm looking outside right now. We've got a small swell coming in at the moment. But for the most part, we've made it through relatively unscathed in our area, just some slight flooding, and we've got the tropical storm just basically sitting over us right now. But we're doing all right. We're doing just fine. So we're gonna make it, and we're tough along here along the Gulf Coast. So this is just a little high rainstorm for us. So
okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. All right, sweetheart. Well, let's see if we can get ourselves started with some callers. And just, you know the thing. Tell us who's up, and Dr. Keone will pick them up. I need to explain to those who are new to the show, and there always are new people, that in order to call in, you need to pre-register either at the Lucky Mojo Forum or at jujucentral.net. And there are places where you can list who you are, what your issues are, what kind of a reading or root work you want, and the all important pieces of information, the name we're going to know you by, your area code, and where you're located. Okay, so Tammy Lee has those, and those threads are now locked. And so, if you want to get in, now is the time to sign up for next week because this week's closed. Okay, all right, Miss Tammy Lee.
Okay, and Dr. Canny and Miss Kat, our first caller is calling from area code 601 from the state of Mississippi. This is Mommy's Twin 27.
Hello.
Okay, Mississippi, are you there? You're on the Lucky Mojo Voodoo Rootwork Hour.
Yes, can you hear me?
Absolutely. Hi Mommy's Twin,
yes,
nice to hear your voice.
Hi Miss Kat, hi Dr. Keani, how are y'all doing?
Very, very well.
Absolutely
okay.
Well. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right. Miss Tammy Lee is going to read your thing.
Mm-hmm. Mommy's Twin writes, I have been out of full-time work since last year when I personally made the decision to leave the establishment for various reasons. In the meantime, I've taken some part-time off and work part-time jobs here and there to support a business that I'm starting. My savings has pretty much went up to the business and personal bills, and as a result, money is running very low and is extremely tight. I'd like to know if I should view this business as part-time work, an attempt to get a full-time job in the meantime, or should I continue to focus on the development and growth of my business and pursue part-time work on the side? Turning it back over to you, Dr. Kenny and Miss Kat.
All right. Mommy's Twin. I'm going to ask a question, and you can answer it as you want to. And I have to explain, I don't know, Dr. K, if you know Mommy's Twin, but I do know who she is. could you explain the nature of the business, just generally? What sector of work is this business that you're developing?
The travel industry.
Travel industry. All right. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to start your own travel agency or something to that effect? Is that the idea?
Uh-huh. Absolutely correct. Actually, it's started, but, you know, I'm still in the opening stages, so there are a lot of things and loose ends I got to tie up.
Okay. All right. All righty. So let's do a little bit of a reading on this and see what we get. Do you want to start with the reading, Dr. K, since I know her pretty well? I'd rather have a fresh eye come to this one, if you don't mind, if you would like to do the reading.
Of course, I'd be delighted, Kat. my name is Angel. The transportation industry is something that you can do eventually full time. I see this as a good choice for you. The chariot card is in the outcome here, and that is a vessel that would represent a mode of transportation along with the animals that are pulling it. I'm using the Quest Tarot, so it is actually a flying saucer here with a god-like deity standing on top of the flying saucer with two sphinx they look like raptors, actually, from Jurassic Park, that are pulling black with white, and they have chains around them with big iron collars, and this deity has them chained to is an image of the world, like the globe. He's not even using his hands. He's so confident here. This is all so very, very beautiful. This individual using power to direct his or her course. I think you need to look at things realistically, and perhaps you are. The Seven of Cups is reversed here in the present for seeing things as they are, calling things as they are, not embellishing the conditions as they are right now. Failure is not an option for you. That is in the past with the Eight of Cups reversed. The present, the future is the Four of Wands. And that is a very auspicious card to have here in this reading, seeing that it is followed by the Chariot card. I would wager to say here, because of the dual nature of the sign of Aries, Cat, if you look at that sign, this is Venus and Aries energy here, that she indeed needs to have something else to counterbalance. So a part-time job would be definitely appropriate here while she gets the transportation business here, the traveling agency, off the ground. So I like what I see here. The number 9 is here associated with this, and I think that is also very auspicious for you. So I feel good about it. Just look for some other things. There are some legal things that you might be wanting to look out for. I see some things that may be just a little bit hidden by Cancer here. It kind of gives me a feeling that in your rush to do some things, you may overlook some details. Maybe hidden opportunities, maybe they're not hidden opportunities, maybe it's legal language that may indeed have a bearing on the outcome of things. Okay?
Yeah, you said something that resonates with my thinking on this too, and I have pulled 3 cards as well, but what I'm seeing is that there is a possibility of personal victory. That is the card of the 6 of Wands in the outcome. But the first card is the Page of Wands, which is someone who sets a high goal. Now, here's the problem. It's in between these two. Between the Page of Wands and the 6 of Wands, I see the 2 of Pentacles, which is a card of juggling and balancing two things. So this says to me, set a high goal, the pyramids of Egypt are behind that one. I guess that could be travel, but it could be also ancient wisdom, ancient knowledge, things of the past. And set a high goal, learn your trade, and go out and do what you're going to do. But in between that and the victory, there's this time of poverty or want and ups and downs. And I would say that you might need to get some sort of a part-time work or on the side. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I would not say that you need to necessarily go get a full-time job, but in this plan that you have for the travel work, do you have a website? Do you have all the normal things that I would be expecting to ask you about?
All this in the progress right now. In the progress.
All right. Well, you know, you could go to GoDaddy.com, and this is not an advertisement because I hate them, but you could go to GoDaddy.com, and you could have a website tonight. Now, that is a program they have, and everybody knows about it, Website Tonight. So there's no reason not to have a website, even if it's just a lousy little, what we call a splash page business card website, just the littlest thing in the world. But if you want to build a big website, of course, that's easy too. Do you have a Facebook page for this business?
Yes. Yes,
good.
All righty. So the Facebook page should be pointing to the website. The website should be pointing to the Facebook page, and you should be making daily posts at the Facebook page, daily posts about what it is. Not your personal Facebook page, but about this thing. Whatever specials you have, whatever is new, and use GoDaddy for what it's worth. The reason I don't like GoDaddy is their service sucks. I mean, it really does. It's just lousy. But the price can't be beat. And for a very small amount of money, you can have a website and have it online immediately. So I would recommend that you put yourself into the situation. In other words, don't wait another 2 weeks. Don't wait a month. Don't wait 2 months and say, where's my money coming from? I want to see you get something. It's Labor Day tomorrow. When I was always told, you know, Labor Day is the day that people who have a job take a day off and people who don't have a job better start getting to work. And Labor Day is good energy, and do something tomorrow to really work on this thing. But you may need a part-time job before you have the triumph that you seek. Okay? Now, I'm going to say also that because I know you, I'm going to say that you were very close to somebody who, because we're going to talk about root work here for a minute. You are very close to somebody who is one of the most accomplished root workers in the United States of America. And you know who I mean.
Yes.
All right. All right. Now, this person doesn't want their name to be known as being such a great root worker, but we know who we're talking about. This is just a privacy issue here. This person can help you immeasurably. This person knows the work really backwards and forwards. Now, I know also that you signed up to be a student of mine in my course, and so you should be learning some of this stuff too. So some of the kind of work, and I'm going to just briefly describe here. I want you to be doing some crown of success-oriented work. But also, when one is in the travel business, one wants to be getting something set up. And you might even use, I don't know if you like to make altars or not. Some people don't like to make an altar. Some people only like to have what they call a working altar, where they burn a candle. Some like a permanent setup. But if you don't make an altar per se, I want you to make a space, a little tabletop or a little shelf in a bookcase or however it's going to be about the world. Now, when I say the world, because that first card shows the man, the geometer measuring, he's going to measure the world and set off around the world. And this is about travel. I want you to get dirt from different places in the world and in the country, wherever it is you send people to or from, whatever it is you do. In other words, if you do send people to the Great Pyramids of Egypt for a tour, I want you to get some dirt from there, and I want you to put it there. Do you get where I'm going with this thing? Okay.
Yes,
ma'am. I want you to make an actual something that you're going to be working at as an altar, light a candle, whatever. If you can put those things from around, and you can, for instance, say you want to have something from California, just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope and say, send me some dirt from around your shop. I'll do it. And you know there are others. And you know that your private root work consultant there, that person that you're so close to, you know that they know how to do that and how to get this stuff from all around the world, okay? And because if your goal is travel, you need literally souvenirs from those different things to work with. For instance, to give you an example, a long time ago, this goes back to the 1960s, I wanted to take a trip and I wanted to go to England and I had no money. But I got something that had been made in England and I put it on my altar. And I talked to, it was just a little trinket. And I said, I'm going to walk on the land where this thing came from. And I'd hold it in my hand. I'm going to be on the land where this thing came from. Right? So I got what I wanted. I got the money and I went to England. So what I tell people is, if you want to go someplace, best thing to do is have something that came from there, dirt or an object. But in your case, since it's about travel in general, you really want to have kind of a little setup for all of them. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
All righty.
And then right now I'm working with... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was just saying right now I'm working with St. Martin of Tours.
Yeah.
And I have a lodestone on it, but I didn't know if there would be another angle I could probably work there from,
well,
but the dirt. Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's different another thing. Series. And again, another thing is pictures and coins. Another way to do. And Johannes, who's in the chat room, he knows. Johannes came here to visit us, and he left us Swedish coins. He's from Sweden. And that's another way to work with if you want to go someplace. Get the coins of those different places. Or if you want people to approach you. Now, I don't know, because I don't want to mess in your business or get it too out there. But you know, for instance, if you're setting up selling people tickets to go to different places in the U.S., well, they all have the same coin, but they don't all have the same dirt. But if your business is to sell people tickets to go to different countries, you're going to want coins from those different countries or paper currency. I have on my money altar in my shop, I have paper money from all around the world and coins from all around the world because we sell to customers all around the world. Understand? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody else said maps. Maybe it was Nagashiva said maps or someone else did. In other words, you know, you can put out a map of the world and start working on this thing and burn your candles on the map, you see? In other words, and then use those images, for instance, at your website. Use images. If you are working for different currencies and coins and maps and things like that, put up images from those different places, okay? If it's just local travel, in other words, if it's travel within the United States, put up images of those cities and those places and whatever it may be, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. But I do think you might need part-time work in between.
Okay. Well, that was my main concern because I know if I needed to do something full-time, I would just put everything, you know, not just on the back burner, but I would continue to work on it, but not put so much energy into it, you know.
Yeah.
Versus
the energy,
having a part-time job.
The energy that you put into it has to be directed to the World Wide Web. If you don't have a website, no matter how much energy you spent wearing out your shoe leather and walking the streets, knocking on people's doors and handing out handbills, all the energy right now is on the World Wide Web. All eyes have turned to the computer screen. And so you need to have that website immediately. All righty? And also turn in your homework, honey, and graduate.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Knew that was coming.
You knew that was coming. That's right.
I'm working on it. I'll have it in the next month or so. I'm almost done.
All right. And tell our mutual friend a big hug and hello, okay?
I will.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Well,
thank
I
you, Dr. Keone. Thank you, Ms. Kate.
Honey, I do have some input here.
Okay.
So, in addition to what you've been told here this evening, you can get the dirt of all nations from the business of all nations, and that's Walmart. You just simply
okay.
just go around that store and get the dirt. I have always told people that is the business of all nations. You got a cross section right there of everyone coming right through the door. So, all right? You get dirt from around the base of that building. Sam Walton came to me years ago, and this is how I first got my great success, by using his dirt. And he told me that and said, this is the secret. Get dirt from around my business. And I always go around behind the receiving department where they receive all of the stuff and, you know, to process it and put it on the shelves. And right there at the base of the building, you see the foundation of the building, get some dirt from around there because it's usually in the front, it's all concrete and asphalt. But there are usually areas around that building where you can get some dirt. Hell, if you can't do that, man, take yourself a little small, we used to call them whisk brooms, Kat, when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
A little small whisk broom and and a piece of paper and go right there in front of the doggone door where everybody's walking in and down and just start sweeping. You know, crazy or eccentric or whatever. But, hey, you're doing them a favor. You're cleaning up. The other thing that I see is the old man at the crossroads say that you bring him a gift of a small airplane. You get an old airplane that you hold on your a small airplane, a model airplane that you keep on your altar for some time, and you pray over it, et cetera. And then if you can, put your request for success, you know, if you have a certain dollar goal, if you can put that inside of the airplane, this would be good. And you take it to the crossroads along with your business card, okay? And also, if you can print out a sign or sigil of Mercury, the air planet, so that roads will be open for you. And you burn a road-opening candle. I think Kat has a road-opening candle or an Abre Camino candle during this work. These are the things that I've been told to tell you, and that's going to help you move this project from the gate to the tarmac to off the ground and into the air.
Those are great ideas. And I was just laughing in the chat room. Dr. Keone and his Walmart spell. you have taught a lot of people with that, and that thing works. It works. And I'm going to say something else because someone in the chat room said, well, what about the UN? Why not, if you want the dirt of all nations, why not the UN? But what my comment on that was, well, but the UN don't make no money. Walmart makes the money. All right, so that's really a good way to do it. All right, okay.
Well, thank you for your call, and God bless you. We'll be looking to hear an update from you and your business. Bye bye now.
Yeah.
Thank you. Y'all have a nice evening.
All right. Good luck to you, sir.
Okay. That was a good call, Kat. I enjoyed it.
And I'll tell you something, that gal may be, you know, she's a little modest. She comes from, I'd say, one of the top 10 root working families in America. And the fact that she called us for help, I find, I was actually quite surprised.
Well, they say all roads lead to you and me, you know, so that's what happens. and it is a high compliment as well, too. So
it is a compliment.
Thank you very much for your call. Let's go to our next call. Are you ready?
Yes.
And Dr. Candy and Miss Kat, we have just about an hour remaining in today's Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. And our next caller is calling from area code 571 from the state of Virginia. This is Nina K.
Okay. Area code 571, Virginia, you're on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. Are you there?
I am here.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Nina K.
I'm a little nervous. Hi, Miss Kat. Hi, Dr. Keone. I'm honored to be on the show. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Well, you get over your nervousness. We'll have Miss Tammy read your situation, and you can breathe deeply, all right?
Okay. Here we go. Nina writes, I messed up with my boyfriend. He's mad at me, and he doesn't want to express himself, so I don't know where to go from here. I would like guidance on how to deal with this and how to deal with the stress because this is making me sick. Turning it back over to you, Dr. Keone and Ms. Kat.
Well, all right. Now, are you the same lady who posted about messing up with your boyfriend at the Lucky Mojo Forum?
Yes.
All right. Well, you've told the whole world your problem, honey. you know, these things happen, and I hope, you know, whatever went wrong, I hope you've learned a lesson now. But the thing to do is, because he doesn't express himself well, you're going to have to go a little bit the extra mile. A lot of men go into what we call shutdown mode when they've been hurt. And women are more easy to forgive a transgression than men. Men, they just go into this weird shutdown mode, and they just sort of wait till everything blows over, and they don't have an emotion while it's happening. And I kind of think that's what's happened with him. Is that about what you'd say happened?
Yes, exactly. He hasn't really spoken to me since I said a lot of terrible things to him. And he finally emailed me the other day, and he basically said he doesn't understand, the things that I said to him. I guess I'm having a difficult time trusting him, and because he doesn't express himself.
Yeah. Well, first thing you have to do is make up your mind if this is the man you want. Because if it's a man that you don't trust, then you ought to just drop it. If it's because you yourself have trouble trusting people, you ought to think about your own self. In other words, we have several levels here. Is he trustworthy? Are you paranoid? Right, and then we still have the major issue, and those are things that really, you need to work on psychologically, maybe pray on them as well. But those are but on the assumption that he is trustworthy, and on the assumption you can get over what has ever caused you to be a distrusting person, let's just talk about the reconciliation aspect of this. Is that all right? We just focus on that one part of it, okay?
Okay.
So, the card I have here, what sign of the zodiac are you?
I'm a Cancer.
A Cancer, yeah. Okay.
So I'm emotional.
yeah, and that's why this is making you sick. Do you know that Cancer, of all the signs of the zodiac, is the most likely to have a sense of physical illness when they are emotionally upset, often sick to their stomach, which Cancer rules the stomach. But it is something that's very true of that sign, and they become very disoriented when they're emotionally upset. So take a deep breath.
That's how I've been.
Yeah. Well, you're doing all right, because at least at this part he is texting you, and he said he didn't understand. Now, I could read your cards, but I'm not going to. I'm going to just not read your cards, because I'm going to give you some advice that I hope nobody listens to this but you and me. This is private advice, all right?
Okay.
I myself have sometimes had a harsh temper, and I myself have sometimes said harsh words to people. No one would know it now. I mean, I'm such a little lamb of God, and now everybody thinks I'm just so sweet. But those who know me know that I have had a strong temper. And I would say that if you've done this, that the only thing you can do is to own it. It has its role in your life. I mean, having this kind of temper does make you protected, and you're not going to be as weak. Saying harsh things can protect you at times. But at this point, you need to ask for forgiveness. And have you asked for forgiveness at this point?
Yes, I have.
All right.
I've been begging him for forgiveness for the past few days.
And he says he just doesn't get it, and he's not going to say anything.
That was part of his email. He said that, I know you're stressed, so don't worry about it. It's okay. He kind of is like, I don't understand, but it's not a big deal. It's okay. And
what sign is he?
I'm not believing him.
All right, right. What sign is he?
He's a Sagittarius.
He's probably telling you the truth. Really, probably telling the truth. Sagittarius is one of the signs most likely to go on to the next thing. Okay, that was that. Now we go on. They're very philosophical sign, and they take the long view. So he may be telling you the truth. I'm going to say that what you need is forgiveness for your sin. And what And it's even when you don't, asking him to forgive you and he says he's all right about it, he probably is telling the truth. So what you're doing is you're caught in a loop. You're caught in a loop of your own negative ideation. And I would like you to do a hyssop bath. And
okay.
Those who know me know what I'm talking about here. Now, you know what the herb hyssop is. And
yeah.
And you want to get that hyssop and you want to boil it up and make a bath out of it and pour it over yourself and recite Psalms number 51. And that is to cleanse you of your own sins that you've committed. You have issues with trusting and believing him. That's on yourself. But let's get to that later. The first thing I want you to do is to do that hyssop bath. And it contains the words, though my sins be scarlet, they shall be whiter than snow. In other words, you're asking God to forgive you for everything you did wrong. And then after you've done that, you walk out between two little white candles. You set two little white candles up either at the doorway of the bathroom or at the sides of the bathtub or at the sides of the shower, however it is, little white candles. And you're going to walk in, you're going to bathe with hyssop, and you walk out between those two white candles. And if you have something to dress in that's clean and white, so much the better. And then just sit there calm down. I mean, you know, believe me, it's like a baptism, but it's a different, it's like for forgiveness of your sin. Okay?
Okay.
Then I'd like you to sit and think about your trust for him, but that's another issue. Okay?
Okay.
What do you think, Dr. Keone?
Excellent advice, Kat, and I do concur. I want you to light a seven-knob candle, a white seven-knob candle, dressed with high holy oil for seven nights. And I want you to pray. Put your both of your names. Do this on a Bible. And I want you to do it on a Psalms of Reconciliation. Kat, you can help me with that Psalms. The Psalms of Reconciliation is what I hear.
Mm-hmm. Number 45 and 46.
Okay.
And I'm just going to put a little interjection there. Holy oil is to be made with olive oil. So if you have a holy oil, it will be with olive oil. And Psalms 45 and 46, according to old biblical tradition, to be recited over olive oil. So the two go right together. You just need the one oil. And you're going to say Psalm 45, Psalm 46, and then you're going to try to get some of that oil on both of your body, if possible.
Okay.
Okay.
I also like Psalm 57 as well for helping to fix the heart. In fact, there is a verse in that psalm, my heart is fixed, O Lord, my heart is fixed. And I absolutely love it for this type of work as well. And you can say our heart. Are fixed. You mention your name and your boyfriend's name. Now, the other thing here that I see is Kat mentioned to you about taking a hyssop bath. Kat, there is a product that if you don't carry it, shame on you. You should carry this product. It's the Seven Holy Spirit Bath or the Holy Spirit Bath Oil. Are you familiar with that bath?
Oh, yeah.
It has the hyssop
and
the oil. And it has, I believe they put either, Jericho rose oil or something similar. It smells very heavily of roses. And when you use that bath for this type of work here, it has such a tremendous vibration. And if not, you can combine rose essential oil, the highly fragrant rose essential oil, with that hyssop bath that Kat has recommended to you. And it's going to definitely alter that vibration and help to restore, help begin to repair the breach that is between you and him. Now, before I turn you back over to Kat, I'll say this one last thing here. You're represented by the Mother of Swords here, and Kat is so right on about you is that you you injure situations because of the sharpness of your tongue. And that is an area that you need to work on, because we can do all of this juju here, this hoodoo, to try to repair situations. But if we don't repair ourselves, we don't work on ourselves, you see. Sometimes we spend all of this time working on the other person and trying to alter the outcome when we are the condition itself. We are the cause of what's happening. So work on this, because this card, Cat, the Daughter of Swords, not only does she have swords that are in an upright defensive position, but she is also behind an iron fence, and the wrought iron at the top, they're all pointed like, you know, like spears at the top. You know how the decorative iron can be sometimes? Like spears.
Right.
And she's behind that. And that's that Cancer nature of protecting that inner and soft side of you that you don't want to get hurt. And you wind up saying things that are very, very injurious from that place within yourself. Cat?
That all sounds really, really fine. And as far as the hyssop bath goes, some people prefer, like what you said, the hyssop oil bath, and some prefer the hyssop in water. Either way, it's just hyssop. It's the herb hyssop, and you can put it, soak it in olive oil to make your hyssop oil, or you can boil it up in water. Either one. It's both ways are very common. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty. And another thing, somebody said, and I'm not sure who it was, but it scrolled by in the chat room, and someone made a funny and interesting note. Sagittarius has loved to travel. Take him on a vacation trip. When you get over this thing, when you get over it, it's not a bad idea. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And somebody else said something here too, which was a warm summer wind in the chat room said Catholic culture. Uh-uh, baby, not Catholic. Psalms is Jewish. Just want to mention that. Jews been around a lot longer, and these Psalms are Jewish. They have been translated into Latin, and they are available in Hebrew, and they've been available in Greek, and they're available in English. And it doesn't matter what language you say them in, but they are Jewish to begin with. And Christians use them too. Just had to put my little foot on that one.
Okay, caller. Thank you very much for calling us.
Thank you.
Okay. That was a good call. Mm-hmm. Well, you're listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoot and Root Work Hour. We're brought to you here by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, located online at luckymojo.com and drkeone.com. And just as a friendly reminder, right now, drkeone.com domain is being transferred, so please use drkeone.weebly.com. Okay, back to you, Kat. Tammy Lee, let's get some more calls in.
Yes, sir, Dr. Keone and Ms. Kat. And our next caller is calling from area code 254. From the state of Texas, little Texas girl.
Hello?
From the state of Texas, little Texas girl, are you there?
Yes, hi, Dr. Keone and Ms. Kat.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Just a moment, please.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Little Texas girl writes, for the past few years, I feel everything in my life has gone wrong. I try so hard to continue thinking positive, but that no longer works. I used to be so ambitious, positive, full of life, and now I no longer feel that way. I'm a single parent of one child who, thank goodness, has a great father who helps a lot more than just paying his child support. I have no job. I'm currently going to school full-time, but I would also love to get a job until I finish school. All of my bills are behind and really, really need a job quick. I've been applying for jobs. I actually have a great resume. I just cannot get a job. Just recently, I passed an exam for the type of job I want, and it's what I'm going to school for. It's working for a government agency in the law enforcement field. They require an intensive background investigation, and I'm afraid of what will show up on my credit. My questions are, number one, Will I get a job soon so that I can start paying my debt? Number two, does the job I really do want with the government agency look positive? And number three, what can I do root work-wise to get a job? Turning it back over to you, Dr. Keone and Ms. Kath.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I'm glad you said you have been trying hard to continue thinking positive. And, you know, you say you used to be positive and full in life and no longer feel that way. Part of that is being a single parent. I think that that is part of it. But part of it is you are one of these people for whom your career, your job is important, and not having a job has put you into a low state of self-esteem. What is your sign
right.
of the zodiac?
Cancer.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Cancer?
Yes. I said, what is your sign
cancer.
Of the zodiac? Cancer.
Cancer.
All righty. So that's just like what we said to the last caller. Cancers have the most trouble beating themselves up. And did you hear that call we did with the last caller? And we were telling her that, you know, she needs to go a little easy on herself. You have the same problem, baby.
Right.
So we're going to look. It's just, and you know how it is. When we do these calls, sometimes we get a whole run of people with similar astrology. I call that the astrological weather report. All right. So, you know, it's just. With what we're having right now. So what I'm going to say to you is, first of all, let's start with some of that idea. Do stay positive, and it is within you to stay positive. You sound like a very fine person. Don't beat yourself up over it. Now, as far as the job, there's a couple of things here, and what I'm seeing is a little bit of a problem, and you're right. When they do this investigation, they might find a few little negative things. So what you're going to have to do is to work around that. But let me show you the cards I got. The first card is the Knight of Pentacles. This is a person who's on a horse trying to bring money into the future. They have some goals and ambitions, but they've had to stop to do their day-to-day work, which is plowing fields. Nothing has sprouted yet. And this is a person who is, money is real slow. Money is real tight. They're behind. But they're still facing the future. But it does show that part of the reason that this has all happened is due to other things beyond your control. In other words, you had other obligations, you had things to do. You haven't been wasting your life in any way. The next card is the card called the Chariot. Well, that says that you are ready to move forward, but there is a problem with that card. Not everything is hooked up. There is a two sphinxes to pull the chariot, but there's no reins and no harness. Person's ready to go forward. They've made some moves to go forward, and going to school full time, and then you want to get a job on top of it. This is sort of like saying you've crossed the river and you're going to school, but it may not be that you're going to get a full-time job while you're going to school. You may need to look for part-time. You need to get things kind of set in motion here. You're doing everything right, but time has to be taken. Have faith. This is a card of faith. It says just keep your faith. And then the third card says to me that for what is happening now, and we're just talking about the near future, that you may want to do what would be considered not a full-time job until you're out of school. And the reason I say that is I just don't want to see you overdo yourself. But the card is the Four of Coins, and that is a card that shows a little king sitting with three coins, one under each foot, one in his arms, and one on his head. And the one on his head is called extra money. In other words, it doesn't say you're going to, like, have a full-time job right now. To me, that's a part-time job or some other source of income. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you just one other thing, just to be practical. As a person who runs a business myself, I have never hired a person who was in full-time school because I knew they wouldn't work out. But I have hired people who wanted a part-time job who were in school full-time. So just speaking as a businesswoman myself, telling you what's realistic, aside from the cards, you see, I'm just telling you, probably part-time job until you get that credential. Now I'm going to do one more.
Okay.
Card. How much longer are you going to be in school?
Well, I need about 30 more credit hours to finish my bachelor's, and I'm taking 12 this semester.
Okay, so you got some time to go yet.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Because what I'm seeing here is, as far as short-term outcomes, I mean, you know, the tarot cards doesn't tell us the whole rest of your life. But I did one more card thinking, like, maybe we can get some. I usually do a three-card cut. I've done a fourth card very rarely. But I thought maybe we can get some action here. But the fourth card is the Three of Wands, which says you still have to wait a little bit longer. Okay?
Okay.
What do you see, Dr. Keone?
Well, I do concur that your past is going to be an issue for you, the trauma card here, I call it the tower card, reverse,
mm-hmm.
is in your present position, Two of Cups is in the past. And so some things are still haunting you. And I think you have a bit of a journey and destination towards your goal as of yet. The Daughter of Cups is sitting in the future. And she is riding across the ocean on a sea wave accompanied by dolphins and sea turtles. And she is moving toward a massive land that has a rainbow over it. So your goal, that destination, it is ahead of you. But you're not there yet. So a little bit more time.
Okay.
The current proposition is set before us. I don't think it's in view for you. So you may indeed need to look for something as an alternate to the job that you mentioned. I say that because the
okay.
Two of Swords is reversed in the future, just as the Two of Cups is reversed in the past. Both of these cards would speak to being joined in partnership with someone. And that card that I speak about is the Cancer card. Two of Cups has Cancer on it. Also, Kat, the Four of Cups in her very first spread is in the future
mm-hmm.
reversed. That is the science of Cancer as well. So you've got a little work ahead of you and some time yet before things are going to settle down for you. But I will encourage you with the Empress card in the outcome. At some point and at some time, you will come into your power. And you will come into your own, and you're going to reign and have the life that you desire and want. But you got to repair some things, Carson. That's that, Six of Wands reversed here in the present, along with the Nine of Wands reversed in the past, Cat, with the second
mm-hmm.
spread. A lot has to be repaired, a lot of damage from the past. I don't think we've ever really addressed how someone can use alchemy, such as hoodoo, to address changing the past. What suggestions would you give her, Kat, that are practical that she could begin using today?
Well, first of all, also, I'd have to say one more thing, because I was listening to you when you mentioned this remediation of stuff from the past, too, and I'm seeing that Chariot card, which also relates to Cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was in my spread. All right. There's a couple of approaches, and I'll tell you they are very different. They are very different approaches. What I would say would be most traditional in Conjure is to confuse people so that they overlook your faults. In other words, lose the paperwork, don't bother filling things out, check boxes off that they didn't need to necessarily check off that make you look good. It's kind of the big confusion thing, and a lot of people do it very successfully. They will get the mortgage by confusing people. They will get credit repaired by just simply throwing a veil of confusion out. And this is very traditional old work. And you have to direct it against the people who you want to confuse. You don't want to confuse the whole world. So people will use poppy seeds and a little bit of things like that. Sometimes they will use a little bit of oregano and a little bit of court case root, a little John DeChu root, and they'll do things like that to stop the investigation. And so put up coins such as Indian head pennies to protect themselves or warn them if somebody is coming after them, and also devil shoestring and many other things like that that are used. They can be used if even if you don't have a legal issue in the past. Now, people say, well, aren't those things that are used by, you know, bootleggers or drug dealers or whatever? That is true. They do use those. But even a person who is honest but has a bad credit in the past will often use these same types of things. And another one is sumac berries for mercy. And so using a combination of things that would cause confusion and things that ask for mercy and ask for favors, like five-finger grass, is a very traditional way to do it. Now, the other aspect of this, I'm just going to list those things again, just to be real clear here. So poppy to confuse, oregano to keep people off your business, five-finger grass to get them to give you favors, sumac for mercy, and you know, there's a the devil shoestring to keep people away from your business and coins and things like that. That's number one. Number two, and little John to chew. Number two, an entirely different approach is to alchemically or spiritually work on repairing your past. This is a much different kind of work, and it's not hoodoo at all. And I'm just going to give a little brief sample of how you might do it. So if you did something in the past, and this goes for our previous caller, the young Cancerian woman who messed up with her boyfriend, you can go back to the moment when you did that thing in your mind. If you can astral travel back, if you can go back in to the past and stand by yourself when you were there. Now, some people don't even know what I'm talking about, and I'm not going to teach it on the radio. But if you can do that, what you do is you work on the plastic past, remedying the past. You confess your sin to yourself. You remedy it. You ask for apology with whoever you were with. For instance, you had bad credit. Maybe you did something, didn't pay something off, and somebody still wants their money. But you cannot make remediation now. Go back into the past and then talk to them and say, I am going to make remediation. And speak to them in the past so that they, in the present, will carry the information that you gave them in the past, such as, but I knew she was a good woman. I knew she'd make good eventually. I know it sounds really nutty. It's a very, very intense form of personal magic. And that's just the best I can explain it. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
No, I know. I do. I do completely understand.
Good.
It's somewhat like astral traveling, right?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I understand what you're talking about. Yes.
So if someone had a legitimate grievance against me, but I could not approach them in the present, I would approach them in the past at the time when it happened, standing by them, and I say, here I stand now, 12 years later. And when you remember this scene, you're going to remember me, the future me, too. It's kind of a loop. And you say, I will make good on this. I will make good on this, but just be aware that it will take me some time. But you do that in the past. It's
okay.
Yeah. And Dr. Keone calls it the multiverse card, and that's an old term from comic books, too, the multiverse. It's a way of understanding that we live in parallel dimensions, not traditional hoodoo at all. It's a vision. It's a way of dealing with a shamanic travel into the past. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you,
Dr. Keone. What
Thank
do you think?
Very much. I absolutely love that. And when I set this question up to you, Kat, I was actually thinking about a spell that I have done that is a parallel universe spell, and it employs the use of mirrors. You make up a mirror enclosure on a table, not quite like a mirror box, but I use large mirrors like a size 12 by 12 or maybe the rectangular size, but very large mirrors, and I use several of them. And I take them all together and get them to stand on their own with the reflections of the mirrors all facing each other. So when you look in that, you're going to see a multidimensional effect. It's like being in the Hall of Mirrors at the old carnival. And then you can put in your candles, or if it's a figural person, like if you're bringing another individual from another alternate universe, then there's that figural candle for that person that you're moving towards your candle as well. And you're really working Einstein's theory of relativity that speaks to the billions of parallel universes and us having an alternate self in each of those timelines with a slightly different outcome based off of our choices that we have made. And I personally have done this in Conjure to manifest results for clients, as well as to bring about change in my own personal life by going into that alternate universe where the child itself of me exists in another timeline, and to, you know, deal with that, or to deal with another individual, as in this case, in that timeline, and to say, I'm sorry, this is what happened, we'll make a different choice, a different experience here, so that the energy of that experience can follow me back to this experience. It's called Back to the Future. Hollywood figured it out a long time ago. At least, you know, that's all we're doing. It is so simple, because with the mind, you are not confined.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. One of the best uses of that kind of spell work is to do reparation on childhood abuse issues for yourself or for another. Just as a side note, that is one of the reasons we mostly would recommend that form of work. But it does work also for things such as a crime that has been committed and other things of that nature. I mean, it, you know, or as you said, with your credit, you need to get the people who marked you down for bad credit, you need to get them to realize that you're a good person. So if they are investigating this thing, I mean, if someone is investigating and contacts them, they'll say, oh, well, it wasn't that a big a deal. You see? That's kind of what you're aiming for here. But I do think that both Dr. K and I have said this particular situation that you're in with this job that you want, you might not be patient, is what we're trying to tell you here. We're not seeing immediate results, okay? Just be patient. Okay. Don't beat yourself up, and just, you know, keep your faith, because you will make it, okay? I see that things are going to improve, but you're going to have to get through the school first, and don't give up on that. That's the key to your good future.
Right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're so very welcome. Thank you for that call. Excellent advice here tonight in teaching you how to do Conjure in multiple universes, how you can be so effective with what you do that you, in your godlike power, can call those things which be not as though they were, and actually reach across time and space and snatch it from wherever it is and bring it to where you is.
Right. That's right. And Nagashiva had a good focal trick to use. He said, get a coin from the year of the event and use it. If you can't just do it astral travel, you know, just like some people can do it and some can't, but use a coin from the year of the event you want to revisit will help you go into that place. And that's a good that's a good trick.
It is a very good trick, yes. I have a photo of that trick actually on my website. I know I have several photos, and I haven't put them all up, but I believe that there's a photo somewhere on my website where I actually did that spell for the very first time that I'm talking about, and I used it to help rent out a town home for a client that had been vacant for a while in a very tough real estate market. And we actually pulled a long-term tenant from an alternate reality into that situation. Really worked. I've done it before for many other things. It really works. It takes a lot of focus, and it takes patience, too. you see. But you can get results really, really, really quick because the effects of the mirror are also helping to magnify, don't you think, that
mm-hmm.
work?
Yes.
Because
yeah.
we use yeah. mirrors as amplifiers, don't we?
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Oh,
wow. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you could also, another thing as far as the mirrors bounce everything back and forth, because the setup you're talking about is where it's just kind of going back and forth. So another thing is a crystal ball. Imagine putting a crystal ball with the coin of the year as a focal point in between those mirrors and lighting a couple of candles. You'd be out there really quick.
You know what? I was thinking crystals when you said crystal ball,
yeah.
so I know that was the right call because I was thinking
mm-hmm.
add a crystal to that. You know, a quartz crystal
mm-hmm.
or like you say a crystal mm-hmm. ball. Yeah, you're gonna amplify that thing. You're gonna jump it, man. You're gonna make it happen. Oh my
mm-hmm.
God, conjure is so practical. I love it.
Mm-hmm. And Nagashiva said, get a photograph from that time of that period of your life and use that as a focus. And I will also say that film. Or television shows. I have actually done spells. I know this is me and I'm nuts, but I have done a spell where I've actually watched a movie from a certain period of my life that I had seen before to put myself back there so that when I emerged from the movie, now I know this sounds crazy, okay, but here it goes. I'm renting or buying a video of this movie, right? But I remember when I saw that movie, I remember what theater I was in, I remember coming out into the day and whatever, and that was as close in time as I can get to this event I want to affect. I watch the movie again, and then I come out of the theater, and I'm back where I was. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, spending an hour and a half in the movie has put me, kind of torn me loose from where I am right now. It's a long, I mean, you can do a, most people could do an induction a lot faster than that, but then they don't get to watch the movie, you know. But, I mean, you can do a 3-minute, 5-minute induction if you're good at astral traveling. But this is just another technique that I have used. You come out and you're in that other place. Whatever. All right.
That's right.
And, and someone else says music. Yeah, music also works. You can get the, Joseph says, and so does VIP Pet Care says, music, same time, same headspace. That's right. Music is another one. Play the music quietly in the background. All right, I think we've covered enough of that. We probably have time for one more call.
Oh, more than one. Yes, we do.
All righty.
Well, Dr. Mm-hmm. Keone and Kat, we have about 24 minutes remaining in today's show, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Group Work Hour, and our next caller is calling from area code 678 from the state of Georgia. And this
Wait. She posted in the chat room that's her, she's at a different number, and that she's at 770 right now.
All right. 770? Okay.
You got it?
Hello, caller. Area code 770. You're on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. This is Dr. K along with Miss Kat. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Is this lovely lady natural?
No, lovely lady in Atlanta.
Oh,
sorry
in
about
Atlanta.
That. Oh. Yes. ATL.
ATL. Well, I looked at it as lovely lady natural. Okay. You could be both.
Okay.
All right, lovely lady in Atlanta. All right, Miss Tammy Lee.
Okay, lovely lady, right? I have a teenage son. His father has been out of his life for about 12 years, but has recently returned. When I first met my son's father, I knew in my heart we were destined to be together. He is approaching 60, and I am in my early 40s. I really love this man with all my heart, but there has always been some kind of blockage to keep us apart. I believe he loves me because after all these years, he finally came around and we started having family time at my house. However, he is now growing more distant. I think someone is working a root on him or me. For some reason, this man has always surrounded himself with no good people and can't seem to see through them. They fill his head up with negative things all the time. I think because he has a good heart, they know how to manipulate him. Despite this, he is very successful and has been prosperous in his work. I feel that his friends know we belong together and fear that we might have a very happy life together. My son has never been happier, but even he knows that these friends of his father's are no good. Every relationship this man has ever had has failed, but his two best friends have always been there. If he would communicate directly with me and give me the respect I deserve, I know we would be happy together. I have his back, and no matter what, I will never stop loving him because I know me and him are meant to be. I would like a reading on the air. She's calling me for a reading, and she would also like to be told what to do to bring us closer together and to take off any roots on him or me. I love him, she writes, and want him to commit to me. I want to have a better communication with him and get rid of the troublemakers who are bad influences on him. Turn me back over to you, Dr. Tiani and Ms. Kat.
Okay. All right. So, lovely lady.
Yes.
I'm glad we were able to get to your call. This situation is unusual, to say the least, because what you are stating, and I believe you are correct, is that he is being parasitized or vampirized by his own best friends.
Yes.
And the card here is a card that tells me this is from the past, okay? And the card of the past that I have is tells me that he has been somewhat, I guess you could say, used by these people for whatever reason. They want what he has to offer, and he is not he's not able to break free because he thinks of himself as a person who is going to help them. The card is the Five of Coins, and so we see people outside of a church in the snow, poor. But you told me he's not poor. So these are his friends, I believe, and he is represented by the stained glass window with all the gold coins. But it's not just about money. These people are needy. What we see in the card is a needy people. But looking at it a different way, and these cards can mean several things, the people outside can be seen as a mother and her child, and that you are needy, and that he's got something going on and is not sharing it with you. So I'm looking at this from both points. It's almost as if his friends want something from him and you want something from him, and they've set themselves against you because they want to keep what they've got, which is his attention, his friendship. Okay? The next card I have is a card of the Ace of Swords, and that is a card of cutting things apart for justice. It's a card of victory. It says you can remove this. We sometimes call this the card of a successful surgery.
Okay.
You can cut this thing apart, but it's going to require compromises and some losses on your part if you go at it too hard. I'm a little concerned that if you force him to choose, he's going to choose his friends because he is so intimately bound up with them. The next card is a card called the High Priestess. Now, this is a card would represent your best possible future, and this is a woman who is a wise woman who sits between two pillars or columns. One is black and one is white. And one stands for day and the other for night. Or we could say they stand for wisdom and understanding. And she is a multicultural woman. She's a woman who is able to fit in comfortably to a number of different situations, culturally, religiously, ethnically, whatever. She's just a person who's very at ease with herself. But her wisdom is that she keeps a lot of things hidden behind this screen, which has pomegranates and palms on it. So what I'm thinking here, when I'm looking at these three cards, does he provide economically for his son?
Yes, he does.
Good. All right. Yes. And now things, he's coming over and spending family time. So things are now on the upswing.
Yes.
But But he's not giving to you. It's more about the son than it is about you. Is that correct?
It is really about the son, and it should be, but we did become intimate again for the last 3 years.
Yeah, okay. All right. Good. That's good.
I'm looking at it in the cards.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you
that's
know
good.
I don't. Okay.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Well, this is right, because this High Priestess card tells me that you do have the ability to control and rule the situation. You do. And I know Dr. Keone is going to read some cards on this thing, too. This is a complicated mess you have here. I am concerned about these people who are, I guess, almost like, they're almost like parasites or ticks on him, you know, it's not even so much that they have something against you, but that they want his attention. Dr. Keone, what do you see on this one here?
Yes, Kat, that is absolutely correct. I have the Eight of Wands reversed in the past there, and that tells me that something is holding this man and preventing forward movement and progress, though he may be, as you say, successful in the natural, yet there's something that is keeping him from the full expression of his talents and his gifts and graces, et cetera. The Alchemy card is reversed against that. That is where this energy is coming from. It is the friends, it is the past, correctly as Kat has said. That Alchemy card in the Quest Tarot reverse would imply that there are people who are going to extreme measures and combining all sorts of conjure, maybe gossip and saying things and mind tricks, head games, whatever, to affect this Eight of Wands reverse, to cause that card to be where it is, okay? It is going to take some major movement, some major work. I think you need to do some work on his behalf if the man is worth your doing this and you become intimate with him again and so forth. And I saw that with this Hangman reverse. That told me that things had started up again there between the two of you. That's Neptune along with the Six of Swords cat here with Mercury and Aquarius energy here. So I know that some things from the past and things that have been buried have been resurrected by this card, you see. And there, you know, that energy is there. What bothers me is that if you don't work and counter the juju, the conjure that these people are doing, that you're going to really, I believe, lose this man's focus on you and your son. I know you feel maybe you don't really feel secure, and that's the reason why we're talking about this. But I would certainly say to you, don't sit on your laurels and feel like you are in a secure position, because you're not. The Mother of Cups is reversed in the future here under the Tower card, Kat. And I don't like that. Don't like it at all, because it says here that what has been begun by those people is going to definitely radically alter the future here. And the Daughter of Wands is reversed in the outcome. Although this man, as represented by the Father of Swords, is in the outcome, but his responsibility to the Daughter of Wands don't seem to be there anymore, because that card is reversed. So it's almost as if something or someone, which will make me wonder, and have a look, if there's another woman in this picture that will be altering this man's course. Because a lot of people, as Kat say, are trying to alter his course, but there's someone who might indeed alter it in such a way that he would even suspend any kind of support that he's offering to you and your child. That's what I see here.
Yeah, I'm going to say there's something, when I wanted to look back into this, what is going on, you know, what are they protecting, what is all this about? And I hate to say this, but I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and I'm gonna ask: is there a possibility of? And you don't need to pick anyone; just say yes or no to the whole lot of them. Is there any possibility of drink, drugs, strange sex, illegal activities that has a hold on him through these people?
I would think it might be drink, and I would think it might be the freaky. I'm thinking that might be it.
Freaky sex.
But
it is. Yeah, freaky sex. Yeah,
I think that's
part
of
that's,
it.
Yeah.
But I also know that there is one woman who's been in his life who's a partner at his business, and she's been here for like 14 years, and it's a friendship, but I just think she's holding on for something else, and I believe it's her.
Well, there's, yeah, like I said, it's he's being parasitized, and there is possibly on his part a reason that he's keeping up this parasitization. In other words, he's not just a victim here. And she or they are still wanting something. But there may be a risk of exposure, and I'm sorry to say, like I said, is it drink or drugs? I just had a sense that his judgment is somewhat clouded at times too. And
it's
so,
it's in his food.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
It's a liquid. I have the star card, and she's pouring out. You know the star card. She's pouring the liquid. That's what it is. And I told you I saw Aquarius here, and Aquarius is on this sign of the Six of Swords. That's Mercury and Venus. There it is right there. There's your sign right there of how this is being delivered to him.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And I believe that all the way, and I know it is, because the one friend who hangs on to him, because he's a very, very rich man, a very prominent man here, and he's very well known. But the one friend that hangs on kind of like does little things for him, like a little, like a do-boy, and he even slipped and said one time, he better be careful, someone might be poisoning him. And he came over one night, and he threw up, like, all over the place. I'm like, what is going on? You know, I don't understand.
Oh,
but it's like he's surrounded by so, you know, he's surrounded by these bad people. You know, we really love him. I really love him. My son really loves him. But it's, they're pulling him. I don't know if they want his money. I don't know if they, you know, I just don't, I'm sure that's what it is, but I'm scared for him. I really am.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think you have a reason to be. Let's talk about what can be done to clean the situation up. We just have a few more minutes in the show. First of all, I would do some cleansing and protection work on him. In other words, if you are still intimate with him, you can try to get some things on him to clean him up. If drink is one of the issues, and it probably is, I would try to get him to drink something that's going to clean him out from the inside. And the way you do that, one way, I mean, that's not the only way, but there's one good way. Take a silver dime, file off the ridges around the edge of the silver dime, and it just files up into a little powder. And you're going to put that into something that he's going to drink. You don't have to make him drink the thing. Just cook that, whatever it is. It's going to be tea water, or if it's going to be milk, you just let it sit in there for a while and pour it off. But you want him to have drunk that liquid that is in touch with that silver dime. If you can, you know, it's just an old way to clean someone out from spiritual poison. Okay? All right? There is a problem with him, and you just need to be real careful with that. Well, Dr. Kay, what do you think?
What do I think? I was looking at this here, and I was thinking about it. What does she need to do for this man here as turning the cards? I see that she needs to get this juju off of him. That's the thing that really needs to happen. Yes, she can do what you've just told her and give him something to drink. Making bones fed tea is another option.
Help with that.
Okay. I will also say that a concoction of bones fed tea with rattlesnake or some snake powder in it Now, I know that sounds just a little bit backwards there, but you see, this man has been poisoned. So what do you do with poison? You see, poison is the same poison that heals that does what? Kills. It's the same medicine. Too much morphine, you're dead. Just the right amount of morphine, you sitting pretty as rain, right as rain, you see. So here is something that I see that needs to be driven out, really, really driven out. Or something made with mandrake. I see you need mandrake. I don't know if there's a mandrake tea, Kat. I'm not an herbalist in that matter to say, okay, boil this, boil that.
It's well, that can be toxic.
That
can be toxic. I wouldn't.
Okay.
We can
bathe with mandrake, can't we? We can bathe with
it.
Use it instantly. We can make dollies with it. We can use some other things with the mandrake. The mandrake is being spoken to me as one of the botanicals that is going to help to drive this thing off of this man, help to take this thing off of him, okay? But you do need, my conjure card falls in the future here, so you need someone that can take this thing off of him, and the justice card comes with it, because what's been done to him really is not justified. Let's be honest here, what you have, you may have yourself a fat cat and a big roller, but let's be honest, men get stupid. We get stupid. We see a little bit of pussy, and we get stupid. And we let all kinds of individuals get close to us who are not even on our level and don't belong even in our presence. And we eat from behind these people. We drink from behind these people. We socialize with these people and with these type of women. And when you lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. And that's what happened to this man. Okay. And I will say that ignorance is no excuse, but he got himself messed up, and he got himself messed up real bad. So you need to find yourself a good worker to help get this thing off of him and follow Kat's suggestions as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say Johanna said something, and I felt this too, that there may be some blackmail possibilities. In other words, they may have something that could even blackmail him. I'm not kidding on this. This is a serious situation.
And there is something that can really ruin his life, and I know what it is. And they both know about it, and it's a terrible thing. And for them to try to use that, I don't even know what kind of people.
Well, they are that kind of people. Honey, you need a professional root worker to help you, all right? I mean, we got about a minute left in the show, and I'm going to tell you, you need a professional to help. But we've given you some good ideas to start.
Yes, you have.
Okay?
It's been wonderful.
All right.
I really appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you for your call. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, my dear, and God bless you. Let us know how things work out with that situation. You know, Kat, I get my share of these type of calls quite often, and women who are, dating, at least they, in their minds, they're dating someone that, you know, has a lot and can do something or whatever, and they think that, you know, it's a person that's very notable, whatever. But the truth is, you know, a lot of times these fellas, they've got a whole string of women, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she and this man have a baby, and of course she's trying to fight for that and so forth and so on. But, let's be honest here. If you got in a situation like that, you got to do protection for that person.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that at this level. I have VIP people that I work for, and you have to put protection around them, especially their relationships, because other people will try their hardest and darndest, especially these women out here who, you know, that's all they're interested in is getting to the dollar, getting to the power, getting to the influence. I ought to know because you come at me this way too. And you just have to protect everything, aren't you? Or don't you think so?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And this guy, as we have uncovered, this guy does have something that could be blackmailed about, and he does have some secret weaknesses. So I suggest she gets professional help to help undo this situation. It's complicated. But at least she's got the child support, and the boy is seeing his father, and that's a good upside of this one.
It is a good upside, but I'll tell you, I just did a case like this in good old Louisiana, and I won't say exactly where, but that man, who is very notable, is now in prison. There is no child support. He's a, mm-hmm. a top official brought down by the FBI in a situation. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't think that happened. So
yeah.
When I got involved in it, and now the mother is like, oh, no, they have child support. I'm like, well, you should have thought about that before you asked me to make his life miserable. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. You've been listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Cereal Company at LuckyMojo.com and DrKeone.com. Tune in with us every Sunday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time, for the familiar strain of Doug Van Walt announcing another hour and a half of Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. That, as always, is just a pleasure. I wish you a great week.
All right. Thank you very much, and a big shout-out to everybody who was in the chat room who had good words on the side. We really appreciate it. Conjurman Ollie, Papa Newt, Johannes, and True Blessing, and Joseph Magnuson, and the whole crew, Donnelly and everybody.
Yes. Yeah, we want to say the same to Tristan and Samuel Lee, Nathan, Naomi, Mike, Song Pop, and all of you guys still over at Cisco.net. Hey, we're going to throw on some music here on Surprise Radio. It's the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour after party coming your way. Positive Vibes Network at FutureCentral.net. Good night. God bless you. Till next week.
All right. Good night, all. God bless.